This is love. Not that we love God, but that He loves us and has shown it by making His Son, Jesus Christ, an answer to all of our needs, an antidote to our illness, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to atone for all the sins of the world. Walk in love, St. Paul tells us, just as Christ has done this and loved us. Not as if we need to prove what has been done by what we would do, but because when you are loved, what can you do but love in return? You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. And Psalm 56 hit us this morning, starting with a section that really gets at the pain of life, the trial of the inner struggle of Christianity, something that I think a lot of American Christianity wants to pretend is not there. Well, not just American Christianity, Americans, right? Us. If there's a problem, yo, I'll fix it, right? That's the American elbow grease. We can make everything that is wrong go away if we just get the right answer, try hard enough. But see, there is an illness in the soul that doesn't go away like that. And even this antidote I was speaking about, this faith we have in Christ, it is not the faith to make it go away now. It is the faith to call it what it is now, to own it, right? To look upon that sinful condition and own it, not to use it, but to fight against it, nonetheless, to call it what it is, to acknowledge its presence. And this is very much what then David is doing. As he says to God, "You've kept count of my tossings." What kept David up at night? I can only imagine. He had quite a number of problems on a number of different directions or fronts. But in either case, it's caused him great travail. He's crying. You know, you've kept my tears in your bottle. Now, I don't know what to make of God having a bottle. I think it's a turn of phrase. But can you imagine how many tears it would take to fill up a bottle? Much less one that God would carry around, right? And the point of it here is him saying to God, you know, my struggle is not hidden from you. Others may not see this. It may be hidden. It may be the weakness of my inner battle. It might be late at night when no one's watching. My struggle is not hidden from you, O God. You see it all. And yet he turns the phrase then at verse 9, and it's translated a bit awkwardly to make it come across in English. If you just kind of reverse the phrases, it's a little better. When I call, my enemies will turn back. Right? So the idea is, look, I'm struggling with myself, but I know this, that when I call upon the name of the Lord, my real enemies will be rebuked, turned away from me. Because I know this, if I know anything, I know that God is for me. And David could say this because he'd been anointed a prophet. And he'd been anointed a king by a prophet. He had a prophet come to him and say, "You are God's chosen one." That sounds pretty nice, right? But here's the thing. It's so easy to miss. You've had this happen to you. Now, the prophet wasn't wearing camel's hair. He was probably wearing a white robe. He didn't use oil, he probably used water, but he came to you and he said, "You are God's chosen one. I wash you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So you can know this. If you can know anything, you can know this. As you face whatever struggles you got to deal with, you can know that God is for you. This God whose word is worthy of praise. This God, this Lord, in whom you can trust and therefore not be afraid, because the world, painful as it is, can do nothing ultimately to you. Your soul, your life is delivered from death. Your feet shall never stumble in the race that matters most. You are already walking in the light of life, for Christ has shined on you. Wake up, O sleeper. It's not about morning and coffee. It's about the resurrection that's coming, that is already in you by faith in him. You're listening to Oratio. I'm Pastor Jonathan Fisk. We'll be right back.